With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. President.
The Maryland General Assembly session ended at midnight on Monday with the reading of the traditional Latin words sine die, meaning literally without day, as in there is no tomorrow for bills that have not yet passed.
Mr. President, it's sine die. It's time to go.
It was, in general, a mixed session for environmental legislation. If it was a weather report, I'd call it stormy and overcast with a few dazzling bursts of sun. On the positive side, lawmakers passed a bill that makes Maryland the first state to ban homeowners from using pesticides linked to the die-off of bees. And legislators approved a study of oyster populations in the Chesapeake Bay to determine if they are being over-harvested. The General Assembly approved two bills to reduce greenhouse gas pollution. One bill will require power companies to buy 25% of their electricity from solar, wind, and other renewable sources by 2020, up from the current goal of 20% by 2022. And a second bill sets a planning target for the whole state to cut its greenhouse gas emissions by 30% by 2030. Only New York and California have set higher goals. Mike Tidwell is founder of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network.
This is the first year ever in Maryland that two big climate and energy bills have passed in one year. I think that's an indication that lawmakers just see this issue continuing to rise to the top, the issue of climate change.
Carla Redig is executive director of the Maryland League of Conservation Voters. She said it is politically significant that Governor Larry Hogan, a Republican, has already signed the second of the climate bills. This is at a time when, for many Republicans nationally, rejection of the science of climate change has become a litmus test of conservative credentials, like abortion or gun control.
Well, I think it says about Larry Hogan that he wants to be a governor for 8 years. I mean, he knows that Marylanders are committed to protecting their environment and really care about this issue. It always polls very highly.
On the other hand, Hogan's record is not all good. His administration opposed the restrictions on bee-killing pesticides called neonicotinoids. And Hogan's Department of Agriculture played a leading role in killing important legislation that would have made poultry companies financially and legally responsible for properly managing the 500 million pounds of excess poultry manure every year that pollutes the Chesapeake Bay. Other environmental bills that failed to pass this year included legislation to ban plastic grocery bags, restrict the use of antibiotics on farm animals, and add 5-cent refundable fees to cans and bottles to encourage recycling and reduce litter. On a final note, lawmakers rejected my personal appeal to make Chesapeake Born the new state's song, replacing the pro-Confederate anthem, Maryland, My Maryland.
The despot's heel is on thy shore, Maryland, my Maryland.
Shame on you, Delegate Peter Hammond of Baltimore, for blocking a bill to get rid of the Confederate lyrics. Next year, I am going to lobby in the halls of Annapolis to continue my fight to give Maryland a new state song, Chesapeake Born, that honors not hatred and division, but the natural beauty that unifies our state, the Chesapeake Bay.
'Cause I'm Chesapeake born,
Chesapeake born.
I'm a Chesapeake free,
Chesapeake free.
With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.
And bound to thee,
indeed I am.
I'm Chesapeake free.
Chesapeake free.
She's the mother of the waters and the people of this land. 40 river children reach to take her by the